Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2233, How to Create a Minimalist Budget by Amanda Brownlow of HelloBrownlow.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I narrate personal finance articles every single day of the week, including weekends and holidays. So let's jump right into today's post as we optimize your life. How to Create a Minimalist Budget by Amanda Brownlow of HelloBrownlow.com. Budgeting, heck, establishing a budget can be hard for anyone. It can be equally difficult to stick to it and achieve your financial goals. Spending wisely, saving money, and paying down debt can all be accomplished with a minimalist budget system. And when you learn to budget like a minimalist, you just might find that you're less stressed about money and on the path to achieving your financial goals. So what exactly is a minimalist budget? A minimalist budget is simple. Seriously, that's it. The way that you approach your budget, spending, and money goals through a minimalist lens makes the process of budgeting much simpler than before. Before, you might have tried to budget for every single transaction and got too granular. Or maybe you didn't leave yourself enough wiggle room, we'll get to this later, and you've always struggled to stay under budget. Perhaps expenses crept up and you weren't prepared, and that left you spiraling. By approaching your money and your budget with minimalism and simplicity in mind, you'll transform your budget and your spending habits so that you're on the track to save more money. Tip number one, add up all essential expenses. Minimalism tells us to live with only the essentials. Of course, we add creature comforts to our lives, but what are your true essential expenses? That will be the base of your minimalist budget. There are four categories of essential spending. Number one, housing, your rent, mortgage, home or renter's insurance, and regular upkeep. Number two, utilities, like water, sewer, gas, electric, not subscription services like Netflix. Number three, food and household goods and clothing, like groceries, cleaning, diapers, necessary clothes. And number four, transportation, like loan payments, gas, regular upkeep. Anything else should be considered non-essential. When questioning an expense, ask yourself, do I need this to survive, like water, shelter, food, or clothing, or to get to and from my job? If not, it can probably be cut from your budget. What's the total of these essential expenses on a monthly basis? Tip number two, emergency savings plan. You don't need to stockpile toilet paper to be prepared for an emergency to come your way. With an emergency savings fund, you're able to pay for unforeseen and necessary expenses. That's the second element of a minimalist budget. What was your total of essential expenses? You should have 6 months worth of essential expenses saved in your emergency fund, not 6 months of income saved. For easy math, let's say it's $2,000 a month. Multiply 2,000 by 6, and that's $12,000. That's the total for your emergency fund. If you lost your job suddenly, or if you couldn't work due to illness, your emergency savings would provide for your family for 6 months. Tip number three, debt payments. Halfway through our minimalist budget, and this step is to identify all debt payments and total the payment amounts. Debt payments can include student loans, credit cards, personal loans or payday loans, and medical debt. These debts are outside of what your essential expenses are. Therefore, it excludes your mortgage and auto loan and should be paid every month. But can you pay more? If so, use the debt snowball payment method to pay down debts faster. Tip number 4, calculate income. Check your bank statements or look at your last 2 to 4 pay stubs to find your income. If you share expenses with a partner, add theirs in too. Even if your income is variable, you should still do this step. For variable income, find the monthly average over the last 6 months. Minimalist budgeting doesn't mean that you need to make more money in any way. But if you have a passion that could be turned into a business, you can always explore that as an additional source of income. Take your monthly income, subtract your essential expenses and debt payments. Do you have any money left over? Put that money towards your emergency fund or financial goals. Tip number 5, question all non-essential expenses and make cuts. Part of being a minimalist is wanting fewer things. Even if you're not a minimalist and just looking to have a more simplified budget, you should reduce what comes into your home. Here are some things brought into your home that could negatively impact your budget: subscription boxes or services, streaming subscriptions like Amazon Prime, Hulu, Netflix, etc., too much food, overstocking on household goods, new clothing every season, knickknacks, single-use plastics, and single-function items. I'm looking at you, herb scissors. These are just some of the things that add clutter to your home and to your budget. They're often sneaky purchases too. The auto debit feature is great for subscriptions, but do you actually use it? Question all of these purchases. Do they add value to your life or contribute to your financial goals? If not, they can be cut from your budget. And tip number 6, establish your financial goals. The foundation of minimalism is establishing what's important and prioritizing that. The same should go for your finances. What's most important to you? A few examples of financial priorities could include paying off debts, saving 30 to 50% of your income, donating to your church or a charity, retiring early, and saving to pay for your child's entire education. You'll want to get granular with this. Find the specific numbers. Ask yourself tough questions and be realistic with the answers. How much is all your debt? Can you find in your budget to pay that down? How many months or years will it take you to pay that off? The faster you want to reach your goals, the more motivated to save money you'll be. Evaluate your spending every month and find what you can cut to save even more. You just listened to the post titled, How to Create a Minimalist Budget, by Amanda Brownlow of HelloBrownlow.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY budget.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I think of a budget as this simple act of telling your money where to go versus wondering where it went. It's an exercise in awareness over your money that contributes to the mindful management of your hard-earned dollars. A minimalist approach to budgeting is a great way to start. The less complicated, the better. I think one of the key challenges in building and sticking to a budget is that it's so easy to set unrealistic goals. You may look at 1 month of spending to determine what your essential expenses are, but most of us have varying expenses month to month. If you're tracking your expenses over longer periods of time, like a year, for instance, it'll be much easier to build a realistic budget. It's also important to monitor your budget. Once or twice a month, take a look at your actual spending against what you've budgeted. Or you can use an app like You Need a Budget, where you can do this in real time as you're spending money. By continually engaging with your budget, you'll be able to see where you need to make adjustments or where you were being unrealistic about desired spending versus actual spending. And that will do it for another episode of Optimal Finance Daily. Thanks for being here today and every day, making another episode possible. And be sure to come back tomorrow for more, where your optimal life awaits.